Last night, President Trump nominated Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. If confirmed, he'll replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy.
While various interest groups are getting their messages out, Judge Kavanaugh is expected to start meeting with the senators who will decide his confirmation, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell expects to hold confirmation hearings later this year. Joining me to talk about those processes is Stephanie Lindquist, a Foundation Professor of Law and Political Science at ASU. And Stephanie, I'd like to stay away from the pros and cons of Judge Kavanaugh himself, but I'm curious about how his nomination may change the way the court decides which cases to take up and how particular cases might be decided going forward.
As far as how it will decide to take up cases, I think this appointment might have a significant impact. And the reason for that is the Supreme Court decides to take cases on a rule of four. That is, if four justices agree that a case should be taken up to consider, then they will do so. But in the case of a court that is divided, sometimes four justices who can't anticipate what the court will do on the actual decision on the merits may be reluctant to take up certain cases. But when there are five justices in a consolidated conservative majority, four conservative justices will be more likely to take cases for the court to decide and thus render a decision that will have a national impact because they can expect they will be able to muster five justices in the majority. So I think when it comes to the court taking cases, I think this appointment might have an impact since the four existing conservative justices have no need to be concerned about what Kennedy might have done. When it comes to actual decision-making, clearly this justice will consolidate that conservative majority and is more likely to produce decisions that are conservative because, again, they need not concern themselves with a justice who might swing on some critical issues such as abortion rights.
One of the things that we kept hearing about Judge Kavanaugh before yesterday's announcement was that he had a fairly lengthy paper trail. He'd written a lot of opinions. He'd been published quite a bit. Given the way that the confirmation process has become, how significant are a judge's previous rulings and opinions in terms of senators trying to make up their mind on whether they'll vote for or against a confirmation?
Well, I think they're very significant, and this has historical precedent in the sense that Robert Bork's nomination by Ronald Reagan really created a watershed moment where he was not confirmed ultimately. Of course, in that case, there was a filibuster still in effect, so it's a different set of circumstances with respect to voting in the Senate. But he had an extensive paper trail, including many law review articles that he had written. And we see the same set of circumstances with Judge Kavanaugh, who has also written many law review articles, some of which are on flashpoint issues with respect to this particular president, given that they address presidential power. And, of course, he was also involved in some political intrigue, one might say, in relation to the Clinton impeachment. And so there is extensive paper trail, and given what happened with Robert Bork, I would expect the same kind of extensive questioning about both the opinions that he's written, but even more extensively, perhaps, the legal academic writings that he has written over the course of his very impressive academic career.
What kinds of answers do you expect senators might get from those questions? Because we've seen in recent confirmation hearings that nominees are kind of reluctant, it seems, to answer really questions about how they might rule on a prospective case that could come before them. So are senators left to kind of imply from a previous writing or a previous ruling how a nominee might vote in a particular case, given the fact they tend not to get straight answers on that?
That's right. I think that the way the confirmation hearings have developed over time is that the nominees are certainly unwilling to answer questions about cases that might come before them, and I expect the same show to unfold here with respect to the Kavanaugh nomination and confirmation hearing. The purpose of the questions typically that the senators ask is really to educate their constituents about the implications of this particular nominee taking a seat on the court. And so it's really a matter of public opinion that's being shaped by the questions rather than any actual, I think, answers that are elicited from the nominee, him or herself.
I want to ask you about the role of former Arizona Senator John Kyle in this process. He has been tapped as the quote-unquote Sherpa for Judge Kavanaugh through the confirmation process. What significance does that person have in how the confirmation process goes and how the questioning goes and ultimately whether or not a nominee is confirmed to the bench?
It's a very important function in the sense that he has substantial experience, obviously, with Supreme Court nominees, given his former role as a senator on the Judiciary Committee. He understands the process. He understands the kinds of questions that a nominee will get, especially in those private meetings with senators, which is part of the nomination process. And so Senator Kyle, who incidentally was a wonderful guest speaker in my constitutional law class this spring on Supreme Court appointments and the relationship between Congress and the Supreme Court, he will be very important to the nominee to help the nominee understand, although the nominee has been through a confirmation process before when he was appointed to the Court of Appeals. He will help him understand kind of the nature of the process and help, I think, him understand what kinds of questions he'll receive from senators in these private sessions as well as in the confirmation hearing itself. There's a tremendous amount of effort and preparation that goes into the confirmation hearing, notwithstanding the fact that the nominee will not necessarily answer specific questions about cases that might come before the Supreme Court. The nominee nevertheless must be fully prepared to answer questions about all of his or her writings and opinions that have been rendered over the course of his or her career. So it's an extensive preparation process involving a lot of mock interviews and hearing processes for the nominee. So Senator Kyle will be critical to that.
All right. Stephanie Lindquist is Foundation Professor of Law and Political Science at ASU. Stephanie, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate it.
Judge Kavanaugh was not on President Trump's original list of potential nominees in 2016, but was added when it looked like the president may have another nomination opportunity. Kavanaugh was one of the 25 judges handpicked by the Federalist Society. The Federalist Society is made up of 60,000 practicing attorneys and more than 10,000 law students at more than 200 law schools across the country. They follow judges throughout their careers to make sure they're issuing conservative decisions and strict interpretations of the Constitution, including Brett Kavanaugh.